Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, 14% of North Americans still play gaming systems released before the year 2000. Yes, I also still play the NES, SNES, and N64 from time to time. I also play retro PC games. I played Star Control today. I wish I still had my Genesis, Game Boy, and GameCube. Gaming companies probably wish that I would stop and simply buy some of their woke games so they can support their DEI staff. Plus, if we have the CD or cartridge, it lasts forever if you store it properly. That's also why game companies hate emulators. OpNexus Women is happy because she got into a bar with a fake ID. I think she's lying though, because she looks like she's 45. Maybe riding the carousel ages them a lot faster these days. I don't know. It's not the flex that she thinks it is. The guy telling her that she looks 34 is being kind and taking some pity on her. Then again, maybe this is one of those cases where women look great on Instagram, but look like grannies in real life. Number 3, here come the anti-Coomer laws. Ohio and Mississippi table laws to make ejaculating without intent to conceive a felony. 10,000 per load. I told you to get ready for the Karens on the right. So basically they'll be making masturbation illegal, as well as being gay. They'll try and prove it by forcing everyone to install cameras in their bedrooms and bathrooms, and forcing everyone to keep their lights running 24/7. I also can't wait to see what the British do with this. Their cops will be going around saying, "Oi, do you have a license for that ejaculate?" Wet dreams are now also illegal. Women have spoken. Moving on, this teenage girl was arrested for plotting a Valentine's Day massacre in her Indiana school that raised money to save her life. But if you read the Fox 59 report, you'll learn that this is a self-identified trans male named Dex. If you want to know one of the signs of demonic possession, then just look in the eyes. We've now entered the age where women are aggressive enough to start shooting up 7-Elevens. Forget about worrying about that creepy guy in a trench coat anymore. Now you gotta worry about these ones. Number 5, women think that men are overreacting to their high notch counts. When we learn about them, a woman's desirability goes down because instinctively, we know that she's probably incapable of emotionally bonding to us. So why would we actually want to emotionally invest if she's incapable of doing it herself? This woman's one time was probably just one time with 5 guys. Besides, if a girl has been to college these days, then odds are she's non-marriage material to begin with. Real men do not tolerate 304s. OpNext imagined being her husband when she was young and pretty, and after a few years she starts looking like this. I'd say put a weight clause in the prenup, but those aren't worth the toilet paper they aren't printing on. The only way this is possibly acceptable if it's for health reasons. But even then, she went from looking like a 30-year-old woman to looking like a 60-year-old man. For a moment there, I thought the picture on the right was her husband. Number 7, these masks were put on slaves so they could stop eating dirt. But why in the hell were they eating dirt in the first place? The only people I hear eating dirt these days might be 3-year-olds. I didn't know this, but apparently it comes from a mineral deficiency. Then again, maybe they were just trying to end themselves because being a slave was so awful. Also, from the looks of it, some habits are really hard to stop. Moving on, Molly says, "Here's the proof that polyamorous people can be hot." But I don't see any proof. Just an unattractive couple. This proves that ugly people also cheat and then settle to stay in that relationship. She's a mid by peasant standards. The guy looks like he's fit, he just needs to fix his facial hair and get a haircut. You just know that that apartment smells like cat pee, and I think they confuse polygamy with incest. Number 9, boomers killed the American dream, and now wonder why they can't recognize America anymore. It used to be a good country like much of the West. I blame the boomers' parents for spoiling them and making them entitled and making them weak. Not all boomers are bad, though. The ones that suffered and went without in life have a lot of character, but there aren't enough of them to make a difference. The boomers sold out younger generations for high house prices, bloated pensions, and consumerism. OpNext, why is it that every time I see a teacher taking advantage of a younger student, it's always a female teacher or lunch lady? Isn't it obvious what's happening yet? Men stop marrying women who destroy their lives, so the women started destroying the lives of 14-year-old boys instead. When I was a kid, the lunch ladies were never this hot. Their bodies looked like potato sacks with limbs sticking out of them. Looks like we need to force women into mandatory courses to teach them not to grape anymore. Number 11 are these women's standards these days. They want a man that's 6 feet tall, earning 6 figures, and at least 6 inches long, if you know what I mean. and they bring a 20 body count and a bad attitude. I think we all know where this is going, with women crying into their coffee while men leave them for lover bots. But those 6-6 numbers are so 20 years ago. I don't think that most guys have accounted for hoflation. You have to be 7 feet tall and earn at least half a million a year. Their body count is now 50 to 100, and they're bipolar. Moving on, imagine my shock that liberal women are the least happy and loneliest in America according to a new survey. They're the ones saying it, and not everybody else. Turd-flinging monkey says they're not unhappy because they're liberal, but because they're fat and ugly. He's right, because I have yet to see any leftoids who are hot in their movements. But on the bright side, at least they have their cats to keep them company on cold winter nights. Number 13, a man proposes to his girlfriend using the side of a cow. He should marry the cow instead. At least it won't divorce him and will provide all the milk that he can ever drink. But only if he gets cucked by a bull. They say getting married is the most important financial decision that you can make. So if these guys can keep their wives happy, then what makes you think that you can keep yours? Up next, this woman has a massive list that she wants in a man. 6 feet tall, liberal, six-figure salary, etc. Yeah, she won't find him because she's fat and needs to lose 60 pounds. She thinks she can hide her weight behind a bucket of dumplings. A man like that has standards too. I'm pretty sure that even her cats hate her. The female delusion calculator shows that only 2% of men in America meet her standards, but most of those men are already married. Number 15, this woman says that men are cruel to people they don't find attractive, and women are not. But only a few months earlier, she said that no one cares about what an ugly person has to say. If women didn't have double standards, then they wouldn't have any standards at all. Women are also learning that the internet is forever, but many still won't take accountability for what they said in the past. They could just blame it on their periods or say they didn't mean it. Everyone knows women treat unattractive men horribly. Moving on, this woman, on the other hand, is telling the truth, saying that the weakest men become stepfathers. If that's true, then what does that make single mothers? Nothing good, of course. I'm also surprised that women didn't create sophisticated propaganda like this, saying that stepdads are the men who step up when the boys step down. Also, if this is true, then why did these stepmoms get together with immature boys in the first place? Number 17, in 2016, Trump said he wanted to drain the swamp. Well, it's 8 years later and he's finally keeping his promise, with Doge going around and getting rid of the red tape and Democrats' money laundering operations that are making them rich while bankrupting the nation. And he's using his super weapon Elon, as well as his weaponized autists with balls. You know, the financial situation is serious when the secret state isn't even ending Elon and Musk for doing this. Here's a picture of Elon and the Doge boys rolling into the IRS building. Up next, these brave young Democrat influencers cut off their marble sacks to protest Trump. Breaking news. White dudes for Harris lob off their testicles in protest of Trump, saying that they never needed them anyway. Obviously, it's a fake story, but these days, it wouldn't be all that crazy if it were true. But what I'm really surprised about is that they had balls in the first place. But if it were true, then this would be one problem that solves itself. Number 19, remember that the people who force you to get vaxxed to keep your job let in 17 million unvaxxed and unemployed people. Yes, and they believe they would save the country too by voting for Kamala. Good thing most of these people are being hunted down and sent back home now. If America only let people in from European or East Asian ancestry in, then immigration, legal or otherwise, never would have been a problem. Moving on, I can't wait to see Elizabeth Warren getting her comeuppance. She says Trump is a convicted felon. You know things are getting bad when politicians start saying the truth. Musk says she might also be a convicted felon by the time the Doge audits are done. If she is, then one thing's for sure. Her mugshot won't be as good as his. Pocahontas' days as a free woman might be coming to an end. God willing. Number 21, are all communists just envious losers? That's most likely it. I can't wait for the day when AI gives everyone the same material wealth, and then communists won't be able to complain about the wealth gap. Then they'll complain about the style gap or something else. Because at the end of the day, they're just people that like to hate. They aren't even real communists. Just really bad copies of Marxist-Leninists. Up next, Zuby pretty much sums up that future I'm talking about. Right now, the commies are bringing up wage gaps and wealth gaps. But if those were ever irrelevant, then they would complain about the talent gap. But not the effort gap, because most of them tend to be lazy. But to be fair, you need to work a side hustle in addition to your main gig these days just to make it. If you think things are going to get any better, then you're nuts. Number 23, American fathers paying for their daughter's college are basically saying, I'm going to pay $50,000 a year for you to get railed after a frat party. and learn about why it's bad to be white. Not to mention get run through by a train and sleep with so many men that you'll never be able to bond with another man ever again. Dads are just better off buying her a house with that money, or giving her a 50% down payment, and letting her work at Yarn Barn instead. She'll be more successful in life doing that. Moving on, if you wonder where Klaus Schwab gets his ideas about you owning nothing and being happy, then look no farther than Lenin sitting behind him on his bookshelf. At least the communists didn't try and force you to eat crickets. They just made you wait in line for imaginary meat. This makes me wonder if his other bookcase has a bust of Satan on it. Remember, everyone, that globalism is just communism 2.0. Which way forward, though? They all want you to eat their diets. In the Bible, Jesus says to beware of people telling you what to eat. Number 25 and the last one is a heartwarming story about a teenager singing a Metallica song on TikTok, only to have Lars Ulrich, one of the band members from Metallica, reach out to her and let her know that she owes him some royalties. Looks like somebody is still salty about Napster and file sharing costing him millions of dollars. But we also need to thank Lars, because without him there would be no decentralized file sharing. And without that there would be no Bitcoin, because Satoshi based it off of peer-to-peer file sharing. Thanks, Lars. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.